Regular listeners to Spotlight might remember that last year we met a young lady who was about to set off for Peru, Emma Montulé, and she's back.
I'm back since June.
Tell me about your trip. What was the best thing about it?
I don't know what to say because there are a lot of memories. I would say the best were the trips because we traveled all over Peru. And my favorite one was in the jungle in Iquitos. We were literally into the jungle. I loved it.
Very different to Brittany.
Yeah, a lot.
So what did you see there?
I saw people who live there. I went to villages and animals, the Amazon. I don't know, a lot of things, I don't know.
Peru is a land of contrasts,
yeah,
isn't it?
There are three parts in Peru: La Sierra, La Costa y La Selva. The coast, the mountains and the jungle. And I went in all parts.
Well, the time we spoke last, you said something about going to Lima,
yeah,
the big city.
Yeah, I lived into Lima, a city of 8 million of inhabitants. And I live in a city of 400 inhabitants, so it was a really big change for me. But I got used to it really fast. I'm surprised about it.
The families you stayed with, tell me about them.
I stayed in two families. The first one, I spent a lot of time with my host mom and my host brother. They are really nice to me. I really love them. And my second family, I lived with women, my mom, my aunt, my grandmother and my sister. They were really, really nice to me too. They took good care of me.
And did they show you around?
Yeah, a little.
And from Lima, you went to all these trips?
Yeah.
You said last year that you were hoping to get to Machu Picchu.
Yeah, I went to the Machu Picchu.
And?
It's pretty amazing. But it's not my favorite place in Peru. I love the Rainbow Mountains. It's awesome. Like, when you get there, there is a view of 360 degrees, and it's awesome. You can say anything. It just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It's so beautiful.
What do you think you learned in Peru? I think when we spoke last time, you said you spoke a little bit of Spanish, and now you speak pretty good Spanish.
I speak pretty good Spanish. I'm pretty proud about it. And I would say I can live by my own now, because before I needed my parents all the time, and now I think I'm pretty responsible of myself.
Well, we're lucky to have your mother with us.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to ask her, you said you felt more independent,
yeah,
after your trip. Leticia, is this true? Have you found her a different girl now?
Yes, it's a different girl, but I think it's not a girl now, it's a woman. She's a young woman, but she's a woman.
So that's a good trip.
Yes, very good trip. For us, it was very interesting because we had many exchanges with Emma when she was in Peru, and it was very different. It was more profond, I don't know.
Deep?
Deep, yes. Yes, very interesting.
Now you've come back.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be back home?
Well, at the beginning I was pretty lost, but I really got used to it. I don't know, it was easier than to get into Peru. I thought it would be worse, but actually it's easy.
Are you going to use this trip in your future?
Yeah, I think so.
How?
I don't know how, but I feel like it's into me and it's part of myself now.
So maybe you might be working as a translator or...
Why not? Yeah, I really love talking in different languages, traveling. I don't know what to do in the future, but it's an idea.
Have you been to show your photographs, or have you been to talk with the Rotary who organized the trip?
I did a presentation to the Rotary.
You have done that?
Yeah. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and they loved it. Uh-huh. And I loved presenting it to them.
You came back with a friend from Argentina?
Yeah, no, I didn't come back with him, but he arrived 1 month after me, and now he's living in my house. So I can speak Spanish with him, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Or maybe we'll get to talk to him soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, Emma, thank you very much indeed. I hope you have another chance to do a trip like this.
Yeah, I hope to.